Michael Rebell was the lead attorney in the Campaign for Fiscal Equity lawsuit. It resulted in a 2006 New York Court of Appeals decision. It ordered the state to pay billions more in school aid each year to help secure each child's right under New York's Constitution to a sound basic education. There's been debate over whether that court order was ever fulfilled under the tenure of Governor Andrew Cuomo. But Rebell says a permanent 20% cut in state aid to schools would likely violate that court order. He says he's looking at the possibility of seeking a legal injunction against the cuts.
That constitutional right doesn't go on hold because there are financial constraints, because the state is having financial difficulties. This is a constitutional right.
Rebell spoke at a news conference with education funding advocates and several state lawmakers, including the co-founder of the Campaign for Fiscal Equity and now Senator Robert Jackson. Rebell says he and others are still researching whether an injunction can be sought, and they've not yet made a decision. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.